This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Removing four dams on the lower Snake River has seen a lot of resistance over the years, but then last month, Idaho Representative Mike Simpson shocked many by proposing taking out the earthen berms around the dams and allowing the river and endangered salmon to run free. The Idaho Republican says it's not something he probably would have entertained in the past, but one question kept eating at him.
Why does it make sense that we send 487,000 acre-feet of water down a river to flush salmon over a dam to recover salmon, which is not doing it, but yet we send that water down there? And what it really does is keep the pools behind the dams high so that Washington grain farmers can take that water out of those pools to irrigate their grain and compete against our farmers. I don't know that that really makes sense for southern Idaho.
So, Simpson asks, what does Idaho get?
We get 8% of the power that comes to Idaho from those dams. They mostly benefit Washington, not Idaho. We get barging, which we can replace, in fact, get grain down the river at a cheaper cost to the farmer. But that's the two things we get out of, barging and 8% of the power.
Idaho, Simpson says, has the most to lose.
It seems to me that almost all the cost of these dams comes from Idaho's 2nd Congressional District, really all of Idaho, but particularly the 2nd Congressional District, and all the benefits go to Washington. That just doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Listen tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.